1 Kings chapter 19. The prophet Elijah, like a person on a roller coaster, had experienced the peaks of success and the valley of depression. Depression is living in a body that fights to survive with a mind that tries to die. It's so difficult to describe depression to someone who's never been there because it's not sadness. I know sadness. Sadness is to cry and to feel. But depression is that cold absence of feeling, that really hollowed out feeling. Elijah went into a cave. Depression is a dark and lonely cave. There are no medicines at the time to combat depression. Neither the mighty wind that broke the rocks, nor the earthquake, or the fire that made him react. I suffered from a long episode of depression after giving birth to a beautiful son. Depression needs no reason to be. It does not announce itself, nor does it explain itself. What I least desired were the winds, the earthquakes, or the fire of exhortations. God was sensitive to the depressed prophet and manifested himself to him as the sound of a gentle whisper or a small, still voice. Look around you. There is someone whose face shows that she or he needs the gentle and still voice of your care and affection. Don't judge that person. Show her or him love. And if you are in the dark tunnel of depression yourself, seek help. There is a light at the end of depression. It's the light of Jesus.